the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast.
Woohoo!
Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.
First of all, like, congrats on everything with Avatar and all that stuff that's going on. Like, how has life been, like, since, like, the show, like, aired? Like, have you been getting, like, old friends popping up? Like, hey, Yvonne, or, you got extra family members now? Like, how's life?
No, nothing like that. But I'm just so happy to see the positive response to the show and to Kiyoshi, because, you know, making this thing as a fan, we're all just like, oh man, we hope people like it because we love the cartoon so much that we just wanted to do the reimagining justice as well. So no, it's been really nice. I can't complain.
No, I seen online like a lot of people love you as Kiyoshi. Like, I want to know, have you got any like a fan message that like really like hit you hard? Like, oh my god, like they really like appreciate my performance.
Yeah, there's been so many that have been so sweet of just like, I loved Kiyoshi so much, like along those lines. And I just, it's been really heartwarming for me to see those messages. And I want to thank every single one of them who sent those messages to me. I try to like as much as I can. And then sometimes, you know, things slip through the cracks, but just want to send a huge thank you to all of the fans.
Oh yeah. How was the premiere like?
So fun. It was so fun. The premiere was great because I didn't get to meet a lot of the other actors while we were filming, because most of my scene was done with Gordon, who's amazing. But for the most part, like during the filming of the last 2 years, we would be talking online or following each other. So to actually see them in person and to be reacquainted with some of the people that I already knew from before was a really nice reunion.
Oh yeah, I know. I saw a lot of people there, even like the 1P cast with it. Were you starstruck by anybody there? I know like a lot of people saying Daniel, they came, but like who were you starstruck by anybody there or no?
You know, I gotta say it was probably Tamlin, because she's gorgeous and she's so nice and so talented, and yeah, she's phenomenal. So to see her, like, I was in awe of her. She's great.
That's nice. That's nice. What was it like seeing yourself like for the first time as Kiyoshi, just like on screen?
Oh, dude, I did not recognize myself. Like, well, I mean, I didn't recognize myself when I was filming because of the hair and the makeup and the wardrobe, which was awesome. But I didn't see anything like in its complete formation and in its entirety until the show got released on Netflix. So it was surreal because I'm like, okay, I don't recognize myself. My family's not going to recognize me. But it was great. I think that's kind of the best thing is when you don't see really yourself and under all that makeup. I mean, it was killer.
Oh yeah. I know you've probably been like asked like a million times about Kiyoshi's world, like wearing the outfit and everything, but I want to know, like, do you take anything from her outfit home or do you take anything from set home? Cause I know personally, like just as a fan, I would definitely like, if I was cast, I'm taking something home with me.
Fair enough. I did not get to do that because I'm hoping, and I have not heard anything, but I'm hoping that they're going to have to use it again. So I don't want to be that person to steal, you know, although fair point.
No, yeah, I definitely would take something like even if it's like a piece of string or something. I had to take something from Kiyoshi. You know, my favorite episode of the series was episode 2, and that seems like a lot of people's fan favorite. Did you know, like, while filming, like, hey, this is probably going to be, like, a fan favorite episode?
Oh, not at all. Like, I just had no idea. I am very grateful that that is, you know, some people's opinion is that they really loved episode 2. I think they did a beautiful job with Kiyoshi Village. But no, I had no inclination of what it was, and yeah, it's just been a really wonderful surprise for me.
Oh yeah. Oh, if I didn't say already, congrats on season 2 and season 3 renewal. If I'm not mistaken, I think in the anime version of Avatar: The Last Bender, Kiyoshi pops up again. I think for Avatar Day in season 2, I want to say, and you know how she confesses her crimes and I feel like that's probably gonna ha that happens before Toph enters the show, I believe. Do you think like how has there been anything about like that? Like how would that be like shooting that scene? Like
I mean, I really haven't heard anything at all about the plans for season two, or if Kiyoshi will or will not be part of it. Like, truly, I haven't heard anything. I know that is one of the fan favorites, though, to show
that's
Kiyoshi being
like
like,
you
yeah,
have
I killed him. I did
yeah
it.
there's no way they can skip out on that. That was really like
That's pretty iconic.
it's like one of the most iconic moments because the entire episode they're just going back like oh no the past avatars would never do that and then Kiyoshi just first thing she says yes I killed him and because he was disturbing my peace like
He had to
yeah he
go.
had to go and then they're like you kind of just convinced to do it. I think that's like it's literally like one of the iconic moments of the show. Definitely for season two. Like this is just one of the iconic moments. So I don't they have to have you back for that. I know they do.
I mean, I don't know anything, but I love her for it. She's so funny to me sometimes. She's just like, yeah. Like, even in the books, there's this quote I remember reading where someone was like, oh, if something offended you, and she's like, your existence. It's like one of the quotes of like, she's so great that way. She's just like, no nonsense. It's just straight to business. So we'll see.
Yeah, I personally want to see like an Avatar Kyoshi like prequel or like series, even if it's like animated or live action. Like, what would your thoughts be like if they like came to you? But hey, we're gonna make an Avatar Kyoshi like
Yes.
live
Yes.
action.
Yes. There's like there's no other right answer other than yes. I mean, I would love to see that as a fan for sure. The Kyoshi books are so cool. I would love to see a lot of those characters come to life. Like the Flying Opera Company, Rangi, of course, and that whole relationship. So as a fan, yeah, I would adore that. And I think the movie's coming out, right? Like there's a Kyoshi movie coming out, the animated one. So I'll be watching that for sure.
No, yeah. I know you just talk about the books. Like, is there like something from the book? Like, say, like they do, like say, hey, we're gonna make a Kyoshi series. Like, is there like a certain scene or a certain part from the book? Like, man, I really want to shoot this.
Ooh, there's a scene where she is confronting Janju and then Yoon is there and she doesn't know that he's alive again. Oh God, I'm spoiling it. Anyway,
It's
there's that
cool
whole
now.
scene. I know, but there's that just as a preemptive, but there's that whole scene where they're sitting in this cafe and it goes down, and I think that would be such a tense and incredible scene to film. Between the three of those powerhouses of people.
No, yeah, that's okay. I like that. Since you played the Avatar, I have to know, like, can you rank like your four favorite elements from best to worst, or worst to best, or just rank your four favorite elements in a row?
As me or as Kiyoshi?
As you, of course.
Okay. I really like the idea of the healing element of water. I think that's pretty cool. I mean, if you could do that for people, it just seems like, yeah, it seems like a cool element, one that I personally would gravitate towards too. Earth would be really interesting. I mean, I'm not just saying that because of Kyoshi, but it's everywhere.
I think
And
a lot of
then,
people's favorite benders are earth benders, like
yeah. And like, there's something about air that's just so amazing. Like, especially after seeing the show and what they did with the air nomads and how they moved. That would be pretty cool. And then, I mean, they're all pretty sweet. This, when I rank them in order, they're pretty close in margin. But yeah, and then fire is just so badass.
Yeah, water is cool because like, well, 70% of the planet is water, and then plus you can bloodbend.
Well, yeah, the bloodbending is controversial, right?
But like, if anything comes down to it, like, hey, I have this bloodbend. You know what I'm saying? So you could also, yeah, I don't
And
know. I
possibly the
probably,
secrets to immortality, I think, because
yeah,
that's what Kyoshi went through.
water, earth. I probably have the same list as you, like water, earth,
Air, fire.
air, yeah. Sorry,
Yeah.
fire.
Well,
I do like
fire,
the
though, is
lightning
the
out.
lightning.
Yeah, I
That's
do
pretty
like the
cool.
lightning. It does look cool. Like,
Yeah.
but like, yeah, like everything else, like, okay, water, you could blood bend. Most of the planet is water. Earth bend is
Yeah.
cool. Like, I don't care what nobody says. And
Yeah.
air is like, you could literally just glide through the air. And fire is
So
just like,
fun.
just fire. Yeah, I don't know. The way Kiyoshi did all of it to split up the Lando and that one episode was like really cool. I'm not gonna lie.
It looks like she didn't break a sweat. She's
Yeah, I
just
know. I
like,
was like,
fan, boom, done.
Yeah, that's like one. Another thing, like sometimes I argue with my friends, like I'd be like, yo, I think Kyoshi's like the strongest avatar. And they'd be like, no, Aang is. Or I now some of my friends be like, Korra is. Like, I want to know, like, who do you think, like, who's like your top four, like, strongest avatars?
Oh gosh, I think, well, Aang is definitely up there for me. And I haven't read the books yet on Yan Chen, but just through Kyoshi's eyes, I think she was probably pretty powerful. I think Kyoshi's up there for sure. And from what I've read in the Kyoshi novels of Roku, he seemed pretty badass as well. I actually haven't seen Korra yet, but I
Oh
will.
really?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
I just been rewatching the
yeah,
Last Airbender.
I think I had Kyoshi, Yang Chen, Aang, and then I was gonna put Korra in there, but because Roku lost to, he was old, but he still lost to a volcano. Like,
Volcano's a pretty tough.
yeah, no, but like you supposed to be he the Avatar, you know. I just feel like, but he was old, but I just. That's why I kind of put Korra in the fourth spot. But Korra be getting her own way sometimes.
I think the most badass move, though, is what Aang did at the end of book three. I think that's the most badass move anyone could do, is take it away, you know? I think it's
No, yeah.
pretty, yeah.
Oh, no. I still think, like, Kyoshi's in that one scene was it because she didn't break a sweat. And I feel like she would have, like, handled the Fire Lord. Like, I don't think that would even, I don't think it would be a show. I don't think it would be a show. Like, I don't think, like, and she, like, she goes solo. Like, everybody got to the team, Avatar team. She's like, nah, I got this by myself. Like, she literally showed up to a war by herself and was like, I'm gonna split you guys from the land. I'm gonna kill your leader.
Yeah. Well, he
That.
fell to his death, but for her, she's
Yeah,
like,
but
I
you
don't see
know,
the
if she
difference.
doesn't split the thing, like, he doesn't fall to, like,
Yeah.
doing that is crazy. Like, she created her own island.
True, true.
And
I
didn't break
can't
a
fault her for
sweat,
that.
like it was just like another day in a park for you. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagine her, she like she didn't even really get pissed off or nothing. She just like, I'm gonna go in the Avatar state real quick. And then, yeah,
Yeah, she's like, just hold on one sec.
that was actually one of the smoothest ways I seen like an Avatar go into Avatar state. It was just like another thing to her. Like, you see everybody like kind of struggling to go, like Korra and kind of struggle at the beginning. She's just like, nah, I'm just getting there quick.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
No,
She's
yeah.
pretty
Yeah, Kyoshi is definitely probably my favorite avatar. I'm not gonna lie.
cool.
I was gonna ask you, but you haven't seen Legend of Korra, but I was gonna ask you if you could create like a team avatar or a team for like Kyoshi, like four other members from like Avatar universe or even the books that you read, who would you like add to her team, like four other members?
Oh, probably who we just talked about. I mean, like, talk about a powerhouse. I would love to see more of even the iterations before all of that, because God, there's so many that you can explore, right?
We talked about the first avatar in Korra.
Oh, okay. So I
Yeah.
got to get on that.
Yeah, they
Yeah.
talked about, I think it was like the second season, like when they kind of explained on how the avatar came about, which is kind of cool. It's, oh, that's kind of dope.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you gotta watch Legend of Korra. It's actually a good
I
show.
do. I
I
really
know
do.
people like roast Korra a lot, but I actually like Korra, even though she gets in her way in a little bit and most of the stuff because she does the stuff, but like she's still like a nice avatar and she's
Oh
still
yeah, for
young.
sure. I'm gonna give it a shot for sure. I've just been so into the Aang of it all.
No, yeah, I still like rewatch that like
It's
really.
so good. It's just so
Yeah, it's like
good.
even like if you're just not just like working and you just have it on a background, it's just smooth listening. And then Uncle Iroh is just it's always lovely hearing his voice.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's the thing with me and new shows. Honestly, the reason why I think I haven't started it yet is because I'm one of those people who don't come up for air. Like, when I really get into something, everything else goes to crap, and then I'm just watching the show. So I need time where it's like I've got nothing else on the agenda. I'm sitting down and I'm committing, because I will just binge the whole thing within a day and a bit.
No,
So,
you didn't.
yeah.
I want to give you opportunity to like look out for a friend or an actor or anybody that you think would be perfect for this. But like, I know I don't think they announced the Toph cast yet. Who would you like to see play Toph?
So I know there's this fan video that was done by a lot of my stunt friends, by Diana Soy. Have you seen that one? Where it's like she was so good. She did like the whole stunt thing. They put in visual effects on it, and also she played a younger me in Kung Fu, the CW show, and she's great. So that would be my pick, is Diana.
Okay, she got the shout out. Hopefully she
Yeah,
gets it.
Diane.
I
Yeah.
also wonder, like, do you think Toph and Kyoshi have any relation to each other or no?
Oh,
I always wondered that.
I mean, I don't think so. Has there been something like some kind of.
No, there's nothing came up about it. I just always wonder because like those two earthbenders are different from everybody else.
Interesting. You're right. You're
They're just
right.
like they're on another level. Like Toph earthbending is just from even now she created metal bending, all the other stuff. Like she's just on a different level. And then like the next closest person that get together is like Bumi.
It would be really cool if they did have some
But
connection and lineage.
yeah, I always wonder like hopefully they touch on that when they're doing the new anime when they're all adults and everything.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that.
Okay, if you could play like another character in a live action version, which character who would you want to play?
Another character in live action. This might come as a shock with people. Judy.
Really?
She crazy. Like, I just, well, that whole episode is like nuts. Like, it's the first thing that came to my mind because it's kind of funny, and she's just like this. It's just interesting to me, but it would be interesting to play her.
Oh yeah,
It's like
okay.
this, like the smile plastered on your face, and yeah, here's the bossing say. Like, I don't know, it'd just be interesting.
No, yeah, I'll probably do a Fire Lord for like
Oh, okay.
for this one.
Fire Lord would be
He was so
cool.
cool. I'm not gonna lie. I said, oh, he they did good.
I mean, it's I can't pick anybody who's already been cast in anything because they play it so perfectly, you know? Like, I can't, there's no way I could touch any of that. I can't imagine myself in any of those roles. But for anything coming up, I mean, that would be pretty funny for me.
Oh yeah, no yeah. I would love to put the Fire Lord. Like he looks so cool. Like, I can't wait to see him and Gordon go at it at the end.
Oh, so it's gonna be epic.
Yeah, no. I was like, yo, I really can't wait. Like, I hope they give you guys whatever budget you need to do what you got to do to see that. Like,
Yeah.
that's gonna be cool to see. Outside of, like Netflix or outside of Avatar, like if you could join like another Netflix show, what show would you want to be a part of?
Oh, another Netflix show? Oh,
So
man.
many. They got like Stranger Things, all those.
Yeah. You know, I'm a huge fan of anything Mike Flanagan. Like, have you seen Fall of the House of Usher,
Yeah, that's
Midnight
really good.
Mass? All his stuff is great. I love
Did
it.
you do Haunting of the Hill House or no?
He did. Yeah, that was
Yeah,
him
no.
too.
Yeah, the bet neck lady. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it is
Yeah.
good.
No,
It is
all his
good.
shows, yeah, all his shows, like they should give him whatever he wants to do to create any show.
They kill every
Yeah, no,
time, and every time I'm like, oh,
every
dude, like
time.
it's they're so well done, and
And it's
I would
crazy
be
because
so.
like you never like I never see like any crazy promotion for it. I see like other shows that get like do crazy promotion for it. Every time it just pops up Netflix and I'm like, oh, let me just check this out. And it's always like
Always solid. It's always good.
like he does not miss on none of the that would be a cool oh that would be a
Really
good
good.
one yeah he did
Yeah.
yeah he's amazing yeah the Fall of
He's
Usher
good.
yeah I was just literally watching that like a couple weeks ago I think
So
right before
good.
Avatar I was like yo this show is amazing
Isn't it?
yeah
Like
that yeah
everything
I
he
was like
does is great.
yeah
Yeah.
like, oh yeah he does not miss I feel like he's
No.
really like he doesn't I don't know if he gets like the credit he deserves because I feel like he
Yeah, it's so good. And another one, which I'm a sucker for anything like baking shows, but I really love the show Is It Cake? Have you
Oh yeah,
seen
I heard.
it?
I think season three is coming out or two. Season three, yeah, it's
I
supposed to
would
come out.
love to be someone who's like, is it? Like, I would totally suck at it, but I think it would be so fun to be on.
No, yeah, okay, I like that. Yeah, I think season three is about to come out for that. If I'm not, I hope I'm not getting the wrong season. They're like, you're getting the wrong season. Okay, if you could work with any like just any actor, five actors. So let's say this: if you could work with five actors and five actresses, who would those people be?
Gosh, Steven Yeun is amazing. I would love to work with him. And seeing him on as particularly Beef, I thought his performance was outstanding. Sandra Oh, I would love to work with.
I just
Mary
saw her at
Colter.
a premiere somewhere. She's such a sweet lady.
Yeah, I've heard so many great things about her. I haven't met her yet, but I heard really phenomenal things. Marion Cotillard is stunning. I've always loved what she's done and every performance that she's done. Emma Stone seems like I've heard from friends who've interviewed her and stuff that she's like, she's one of the nicest people, most talented. Like and she's great. Like I would love to be able to work with her. Oh my gosh, there's just so many people. Why do you do this to me? No, I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh. And how many is that? That was four?
Yeah.
Okay. I would love to work with, why is my brain freezing right now? Margot Robbie.
That's
She's great.
no, yeah. She
I think
produced.
that's a solid
Would
list.
you
Yeah.
ever get into producing all that stuff? Oh, yeah, sure. I just saw I think I saw something on IMDb, if I'm not mistaken. It's called My Human. I don't know what.
Yeah, well that hasn't it was from a friend of mine that we're still in touch. He's a great guy. He's still producing and everything. That was an older script that we haven't gone back to yet, but we were in talks of producing that if like years ago, but we'll see if anything comes from it. We're not quite sure
IMDb
yet.
need to update their stuff.
Yeah, maybe. That's okay. That's it.
Are you what would you get into like producing all that stuff or like directing and like writing all that stuff? Do you want to like
Oh, for
get
sure. Yeah, I would love to. I've directed a couple shorts in the past. I've written, I'm writing right now with some partners, some feature films and things like that. So, but you know how this business works is like you try everything that you want to try and try to make opportunities for your friends, for yourself. And it takes years, honestly, for things sometimes to stick, but we'll see what happens. But I'm not opposed to any of it. I think it's all a good time, you know?
Okay, no, you like that. Okay, well, these days they're throwing out crazy budgets like $250 million, $300 or $300 million to create series or movies, whatever. So let's say like they give you like a $100 million budget to create your dream project. What would it be about, and who would you want to be in it? And you have to star, direct, and write it. Like, who? What would that be about?
Oh, I have to write it too.
Yeah.
I love sci-fi.
Oh.
I
Okay.
love sci-fi and fantasy. That's what I read. Like that's the kind of novels that I gravitate towards too. So I would probably do something in that concept. And also that's what you can do with a budget like that, right? You
No,
can
yeah,
create those like
that's a
crazy worlds.
perfect budget.
So you can create those like kind of crazy worlds with all of that. There's a few like novels series that I would love to see come that I think they already have their deals going, but yeah, that's probably the genre that I would choose.
Who'd you want to be in your sci-fi film? This is interesting.
All my friends. I know that's
Oh,
such a
okay,
cop
that's
out, but like,
lovely.
no, but it's true. It's like, you know, you go through this whole industry with like a community of people that you work with and love and you're really rooting for, and I would love to have everybody there. I think it would just be one, a really great time, and two, they're phenomenal talents. So it's a win-win-win for me, you know?
No, that would be nice. Oh, you're so like you're better than me.
What do you mean?
I was like, you guys could be on set, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys definitely could be on set, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you gotta do, go on, you know what I'm saying? You wanna meet whoever, but I'm definitely picking out like some of my favorite people ever.
Oh man, you're such a riot. I love talking to
Like,
you. This is
oh
great. It can be a
yeah.
mix. How about that?
Yeah, no, you're right. You could do like a mix, like they can have small scenes, you know what I'm saying? I'll give them a line here and there, right? But yeah, I'm not getting no starring role or nothing.
No. See, I'm
Like,
opposite. I'm just like,
yeah.
you this is I'm giving everybody a shot.
Yeah,
Like,
I'm gonna
let's
make sure
go.
they get like a good payment. Like, I'm not about to give them like no small payment, but I'm gonna give them a good payment. But you don't expect to have no crazy.
You're also hilarious.
Was meant to be starring in my film. No, this is my dream project. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Who would be your dream lead for anything?
I have no idea. I had to really think. This is hard. I
It's
see
a
what
hard
people
one,
think
right?
about. Yeah, I don't even know if I'm directing. I don't know what I would write about. I know.
It's a good
Dang.
question because it makes you like the reason it's hard is because there's so many names that come to your mind all at once.
Yeah.
You know, which is just a testament to how great people are.
I don't know. I don't know who I want in there. Samuel Jackson,
Ooh.
for sure. I think I mean everything he does goes crazy numbers in the box office. Who would I want in there? I don't even know what I would want to do. Yeah, I don't even know who would be. I think Samuel Jackson could do whatever movie he wants
He
to
could
do at
do
this point.
anything.
Yeah, I don't know who I want. Oh, this is a hard question. I'd be asking people this and I didn't really get it back.
I'm always interested to hear everybody's like take on it because it is,
Yeah,
yeah, it's
I
a
don't even know.
question.
I don't. I love the Mummy movie, so I probably have like Brendan Fraser in there.
I
So.
love him. Did you see gosh, oh my God, my brain is freezing. The one that he won the Academy Award for.
Yeah.
What was that
Oh my
movie?
God, I forgot. I know you're talking about the Will. Will. The Will.
The Whale,
Yeah.
so amazing. He was so beautiful in that movie. Like I sobbed in that. He was so good.
Yeah, I love Rush Hour, so I'm gonna have Jackie Chan and Chris in
Yes.
there too. I don't know what
Clapping for
they're going
this.
to be doing. I don't know what my film's about to be about. It's just I don't even know what they have to be. I don't know. They're gonna be comedy or act. No, it's gonna be action for sure.
That's a great way to think of it. Be like, take the people you want, write for them, and then
Yeah.
the story will come.
I just need them to do their fun. Those two were like iconic. Like, you know, they were that whole like honestly, that's probably like my favorite, like one of my favorite film franchise, like the Rush Hour
So
franchise.
good.
Yeah,
So
those
good.
two were just I don't know. Yeah, I'm just thinking like little kid me, like who would I want? I don't even know. I might just do like an animated show or something.
Why not have them
Yeah, have
voice
everybody
it?
voice in there. Yeah,
That'll be fun.
that might be easier to do. Yeah.
Yeah,
I might have everybody just come voice people. That's oh, you probably could do more with the budget too and do yeah, okay. I could yeah, I'll probably do like an animated show, have people just come voice it.
there you go. I think
Yeah.
you
Oh,
got your
also
next
like
project.
I like Lucy Liu too.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah. I don't know. I want yeah, I don't even know who I would yeah. There's so many people. Yeah.
Everybody.
I
Just...
know like everybody come be a part of my animated voice show.
Yeah, there goes your budget.
That's my budget. I'm just paying you guys to voice something.
Yeah.
Oh no, yeah, that's a good yeah, I never really thought about it like that. Yeah, what's something people don't know about you?
Something that people don't know about me. I don't know. I'm a pretty open book. Like, if people ask me questions, I'll tell them.
Do you have like a
So,
hidden talent or anything? Like he like I don't know,
no. Actually,
any
it's
magic tricks?
a magic show. I wish, man, I wish I could do some good magic. Well, it's so funny. So the last interview I was on, so they were asked kind of asked me the same question, and I said, there's something I can't do, and I haven't figured it out yet, but I can't really snap.
You
You
can't
know
say.
how people, yeah, you know how people have like a really good like
Yeah.
sharp sound.
Yeah, no. Some people be
I
like you can just
man,
hear it from wherever you're at. But
I
oh,
would
you hear
love
in
to do
trouble and
that.
stuff. Yeah.
I
My
would
mom
love
does it.
to.
Mama has a good snap. Yeah, you
Your mom
hear it.
needs to teach me
Yeah,
because
she
I
has you
don't know.
hear it from like miles. I remember I was a little kid, you go outside and play, you didn't come back at a certain time. You just hear it. I'm like, oh my God, is that
I
for me?
mean,
I was
look at
hoping for
this
the other
weak.
kids.
I'm so weak. I just want
Yeah,
to be
and then you
strong.
turn back and she just giving you this duster, like you know you're supposed to be in the house at a certain time. Like, I was having fun.
That's power. A snap
Yeah,
is a power.
no, yeah. It's like a certain snap, you just like, oh, like you just get the chills, like, oh, am I in trouble?
Oh man. But yeah,
Oh
that's something I can't do. So maybe one day.
yeah. Do you have any upcoming projects you're working on that you can talk about or like even
Yeah, sure. I'm currently right now I'm working on the last season of Superman and Lois on the CW.
nice.
Yeah, it was recently announced, so I was re excited that I get to talk about it. Really, really great crew and cast, and I'm a fan of the show. So this is last season, and my character is Amanda McCoy, and she's described as Lex Luthor's most trusted ally, who's been running Luthor Corps when he was absent. So that's me. So we get into some trouble with the Kents.
Oh, that's
Yeah, it'll be
amazing.
fun. Yeah, it'll be a good
No, that's
time.
cool. Okay, so if you could like if, last question for you, like what's something that you really want to accomplish in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, in the next 5 years, well, I would love to do more directing, and I would hope, and I have no control over this, but this is just something that would be so like gravy on top if I could do some comedy, because I love comedy, but I never had the chance to really do it. So if there's a project that came along that I could step into that, that'd be so much fun.
Okay, I have to know this. Like, who you wanted to, who would you want to be like doing like a comedy in with?
Ooh, oof.
There's so many good comedy movies.
There's so many good people, but like, I mean, Ali Wong is amazing. Kristen
Yes.
Wiig, like the females, oh my God, Jenny McCarthy, like she cracks me up every single time. Have you seen the outtake? I've watched it on repeat before, but the outtake of This Is 40, and she's with Paul Rudd in the room, the principal's office, and she's just like going off, and it's just her, I think it's her improvising, and it's amazing. Watch it after this. You'll
Okay,
thank
I'm gonna
me. It
go
is
check that
so
out. Yeah.
funny, but
No,
she's
yeah.
hilarious.
No,
Yeah.
yeah.
Melissa McCarthy. Sorry, not Jenny McCarthy. Melissa McCarthy.
I wonder how some of
Miss Hope.
comedies get made. Cause like some of the jokes be too funny. I'd be like, how do you guys keep like being serious?
They don't like the you see her co-stars are cracking up the entire way, but she's like in it still. It is great. It's such a great clip. Yeah, Melissa's.
I'd be cracking up so much on set. Like, I couldn't do that. I'd be like, yeah, I could be in a comedy. I'd just be
It's like
laughing.
a
All
skill on
right,
its
take
own.
again. Another take. We'd be like, yeah, 700 takes. Well, all right, this film's never gonna get made.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Like, because like some people make jokes and like you're not supposed to laugh at it, but like you can tell like the audience is going to laugh at it. Like, what is it that show? Like, what is it? Modern Family? Yeah,
yeah.
like those, like you can tell like they have those little jokes there, and you'd be like, the audience supposed to laugh, but the characters still gotta be like, I'm like, no, I don't know how you guys do that. Like, like somebody
No,
tell me a funny joke, I'm just naturally going to laugh. I'd be like,
me too. Like I'm out here saying I want to do comedy. I'm probably not going to be like able to keep a straight face the entire time. So I laugh at everything. But anyway, yeah, that would be a dream.